Okay, so hi.
Hi.
So this is Catherine Carney, interviewing. Can you say your name?
Lauren Murray.
She is a second year student at Northeastern University. Is it okay if I record this conversation for the COVID-19 archive project?
Absolutely.
And can you state the date and time for me, please?
It is September 18th, 2020 at 11 a.m. in
Wonderful.
Boston.
Wonderful. So, where are you from?
I am originally from Augusta, Maine.
And where did you go when you got sent home from school?
Right back to Augusta, Maine, to stay with my parents for a while.
How strict were the stay-at-home orders in your area?
I would say they were pretty strict at first. Our governor implemented a lot of orders that we saw, like within states that were much worse, such as like New York and Massachusetts, and it was a lot of the same stuff, but due to like how small our state is, we didn't have that many like case numbers and stuff. So a lot of people, especially in my area, I live in central Maine, so it's kind of more a conservative part of the state. A lot of people were very upset by the stay-at-home orders and the mask mandates. So as we got deeper into the pandemic, I would say even around May, although like our orders didn't like get rescinded and we still had like stay-at-home orders in place and mask mandates and a lot of businesses still couldn't function to full capacity. A lot of people weren't taking it as seriously. And honestly, like whenever I would go to like Target or like the grocery store, and these were stores that you were supposed to be wearing a mask in, like the majority of people I would see while I was out and about just wouldn't.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did that make you like stay home more? Did that make you take the orders more seriously than you would have, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I took it like more serious than a lot of people there in the first place. I think mainly because like we saw how bad it got in Boston, and like I have a connection to Boston, so I was like, man, I just want to be back at school. I want to do anything to get me back to school, really, and like help protect the people around me too. Honestly, within the first probably 3 months of quarantine, I only went to the grocery store a couple times, but that's really it.
And how did you generally feel during this time?
It was really hard. I think coming back home from school and like being constantly surrounded like by my best friends and stuff, and not really having like a curfew again and stuff. It was really hard coming back home because it was just like college is just one big adjustment, and then I guess coming home was another big adjustment. Doing classes online and stuff too was extremely difficult, and I felt way less motivated while I was at home, mainly because like the only place to do class was really from like my bed. So it was a little hard.
Yeah. How would you say that the online classes were compared to the in-person classes? Do you think that the switch to online learning, was handled well by your university?
I think they did the best that they could given the situation, but it was still pretty difficult. Like, a lot of my classes that were regularly scheduled to meet in person just went completely asynchronous when we went home, and that was a big adjustment, especially because I think I'm such like a hands-on, like have to see it like in person to like kind of understand like what I'm learning. It was really hard. And I mean, I ended up taking classes throughout the summer to stay on track. And I think by the time summer classes came around, I was a little more adapted to the style of online class. But it was really hard at first. I think a lot of the teachers that I had, I mean, I don't want to sound like mean in a sense, but a lot of them didn't really use technology in the classroom or anything. So I don't know if they had a lot of prior knowledge, and having to teach a whole course online, especially into finals, was, I think, challenging for them too. So I think everyone kind of tried to do the best that they could do.
Yeah, it was definitely a big transition for everyone. So you said you took online classes this summer. What else did you do this summer, and how would you say it was different from previous summers?
I only took online classes this summer. Like, I really didn't leave my house. I was, I took one class in summer one and two classes in summer two. So I was pretty busy with that. And I think it was a lot different from previous summers, because I took kind of quarantine as like a, oh, like, since there's nothing else I can really do, like, I'll just do schoolwork. When, like, ever since I was 15, I've worked a full-time job throughout the summer, like, throughout high school and everything. So being at home alone, just head in the books this summer, was a lot different from being able to socialize with coworkers and, you know, work an actual job.
Yeah, definitely. Did this make you become more worried or anxious? How did this impact your mental health?
I think it was really hard on my mental health and stuff. And I think that was kind of like a resounding answer from a lot of people during quarantine, because having that like isolation time kind of, I don't want to say exposes these issues, but like brings them to like a better light of how we like handle stress and how we handle anxiety and stuff. So I would say it definitely got worse, but like since coming back to school and stuff, it started to get better, which is good.
So what made you decide to go back to school this semester?
I knew that Northeastern had a solid coming back plan, and compared to, I think, most of the Boston schools around us, they probably have the strictest protocols and testing system, and the fact that we have a regulated 20, or not 24/7, but pretty open testing center on campus that's free for all students. I think that's really important, and that kind of eased my mind of coming back to school, because I knew that they were going to try to make it the safest place that we could come back to. And I just kind of wanted to get back to a sense of normalcy with my friends, who I also knew were taking the pandemic seriously. And I think when it comes down to it, it was kind of about my mental health and like getting back into a healthier place. So it's good to be back.
Yeah. Great answer. So we only have a few seconds left, so I'll leave you with one final question. In a couple sentences, how do you feel that the pandemic has changed you, or do you feel like it's changed you at all?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely more self-aware. I think I'm definitely more left-leaning in my politics now. I think it's changed all of us, and maybe some good, some for the bad, but overall, yeah, I think the change was inevitable, but it's what we do with it now. So yeah, thank you for interviewing me.
Yeah, thank you for your answers. It was a wonderful opportunity. All right, have a nice day.
You too, thank you.
That end was so awkward.
Okay.